Hello, Alohomora. This is Shannon from the MuggleNet social media team. Normally, I just like to sit and listen to y'all's intelligent conversation, but during the last episode, I had a thought, so I needed to share it. There was something that was kind of bothering me through the whole discussion about Moody Crouch's excuse that he had spoken to Snape, and that was how he knew where Dumbledore and Harry were and what they were doing. There's actually so many layers, so many more layers going on here. What's interesting is that between the moment when Dumbledore and Harry leave Snape and the moment when Moody Crouch says he spoke to Snape, neither Dumbledore nor Harry mentions Snape, which means that Moody Crouch didn't just pick Snape as his excuse because he overheard them talking, and there's no way he could have just picked a random teacher and happened to have chosen one that made sense. So what I think this tells us is that Moody Crouch saw Harry talking to Snape on the Marauder's map, deduced that this meant Harry probably mentioned Crouch to him, and chose Snape as his excuse. This further tells us that if he was looking at the Marauder's map when Harry was talking to Snape, he had probably already knocked out Crum and at least partially taken care of Crouch Sr., so Harry and Dumbledore probably wouldn't have gotten there in time to stop it anyway. But this all means that Moody Crouch's excuse is actually the best one he could have come up with, because to Dumbledore, at least, there is no other way that Moody could have known what they were doing. What this leads me to wonder is what Moody Crouch would have done in this situation without the Snape excuse, because he wouldn't have been able to reveal himself because he wouldn't have had any plausible explanation for why he was there. And in fact, what I realized when I went back and looked at the book was that the only reason he did reveal himself was because Dumbledore was about to send Hagrid to go fetch him and to go fetch Karkaroff. So if Hagrid had left, would Moody Crouch have been able to return to the castle before Hagrid came for him, and would he have been able to do it without Dumbledore or Harry seeing him? Because I don't think he could have. So conclusion, if Snape hadn't stalled Harry, Moody Crouch probably wouldn't have seen him on the map, probably wouldn't have had a plausible excuse, and probably would have been caught right then and there, I think, is what I'm saying. I feel like I'm watching a Scooby-Doo episode, and everybody's chasing each other across a hallway and coming out of different doors and just barely missing each other. And I feel like Crouch Jr.'s plan could come crashing down at literally any given moment, like Jenga, but with more death, or less death, depending on how into a game of Jenga you get. Okay, that's all I gotta say. Bye.